Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 6, verse 4.
You follow the daughter Yahweh?
Yeah, I think I might have it. I'm not sure if it's a job yet.
Let's go to the Epistle of Fathers. I just look it up on your phone so you like what Mother Zeta said. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Go ahead and Mother Z, you ready? Yes.
The letter of Barnabas.
Oh, let's read that same epistle of Barnabas. Let me read you that.
The epistle of Barnabas.
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6, verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And the seer said again, the stone which the builder rejected, this becomes the head, and the corner, and again he said, this is the great, and wonderful day which the Yahweh has made. That's all you want.
Okay, that's all I want. He said this. Okay, what is a great and wonderful day? Let's go to Genesis. What is the great and wonderful day? What is a great and wonderful day? Go to Genesis real quick. Go to the book of Genesis. What is a great and wonderful day? You go to Genesis chapter 2. Daughter of Yahweh. Go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which the Yahweh created in man.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh, all right, verse 2.
And on the seventh day Yahweh ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made.
Which he had made. What it means by this is the great, the wonderful day which Yahweh made. That's what we on right now, on this Sabbath day, on a part of the Sabbath day. All right. Okay, let's go to the, who's only for the keeping the Sabbath day? The only blessing for us, right?
Right.
Okay. Give me Exodus real quick. The Exodus. You want to book Exodus? Okay, we're going to Exodus chapter 20. Verse 8. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Mother Z. No. Read it like it is. Read it like it is. Let me do you dramatic. Just read it like it is.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it right, holy.
Oh, right. He says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous. That's what we're right now, because this is remembered every time, every Sabbath. Okay. Yahweh said something about the if you don't remember nothing, he won't remember nothing. Yeah, it says something about it. If you don't remember. He won't be doing no remembrance. Okay, we go on to, let's see. All right, we go on to, let's see. See Israel. Is that in Chronicles about the, if you don't do no remembrance?
Leviticus 26.
Leviticus 26?
Mm-hmm. I'm at verse 40.
Leviticus 26, verse 40.
40, 42, something
like that. I just know Leviticus 26, verse 40 and 42. Daughter Yahweh.
Leviticus
26,
verse
40, 42. Yahweh. That
sounds
pretty good.
They shall confess their iniquity. And the iniquity of their father, with their trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me.
Yeah, we have. Even to this day. Go ahead.
Verse 41. And that I also have walked contrary unto them.
Mm-hmm.
And have brought them into the land of their enemies.
Exactly what happened. Like we're in the land of our enemies now, to this day.
If then their uncircumcised mind be humble.
So at first you gotta be starting to be humble.
Humble.
Yahweh.
And they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity.
Yeah, if you accept the punishment of that iniquity, we coming back. How you be humble? Here's an example of how you be humble. Example how you be humble. We coming back there. Hold your marker there. Give me Matthew. Mother D, give me Matthew real quick. Give me Matthew. Let me get there to Matthew real quick.
We had a lab at Camp 1, the Memorial Campus, located in the car at 224-600-5570. And then we closed the gate. He rushed into the invite to come in.
Matthew chapter 18, Mother D, Israel, Matthew chapter 18. Okay, pick up at verse 1. We're getting warmed up here. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. We're going to read until we get our point here.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. At the same time came the
power. Let's read it.
At the same time came the disciples unto Yahweh, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
So he said, at the same time, the followers came to Yahweh, the Son, saying, to ask him a question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse 2.
And Yahweh called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them. Verse 3, and said, truly I say unto you.
Verily, said, just read it like verily, just read it like that.
And said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as a little child, he shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Well, if you don't be converted, you will not get into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4, until you do what in verse 4?
Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble him or herself.
Go ahead, you put on.
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is great in the kingdom of heaven.
See that? Same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's why it's so important to stay humble. Humble and meekness. I need another case in point here about being humble. Let's go to the wisest man in the world. He said, He said something about the Tsar being humble as well, too. Let's go to Proverbs real quick. We're going to Proverbs. Going to Proverbs. Let me get that. Going to Proverbs. All right. Going to Proverbs chapter. Okay, Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16. All right, Proverbs chapter 16. Verse 19. Proverbs 16, 19. Daughter Yahweh.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 19. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the Lord than to divide the spoil with the prophet.
See, it's better off you be humble. The spirit with the lowly than divide the spoil with the proud. I mean, if you have like an arrogant and pride of puffed up. And that's another word, being pride, being puffed up. Right, so it tells you pride, better to be humble. Okay. All right, let me get another one here on this humble here. Okay, give me Proverbs, Proverbs 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Verse 12. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12. All right, daughter Yahweh.
Proverbs 18, 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is hard. And before honor is humility.
Humility. Honor is humility. Gotta have humility. And go take witness on that humility as well, too. Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22, verse 4. Proverbs 22, verse 4, the daughter Yahweh.
By humility and the fear of Yahweh are riches and honor and life.
Yeah. See, by humility and the fear of Yahweh are riches, honor, and life. Okay. That's another one with that fear of Yahweh. Well, I'm getting there. Give me that Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9. Brother Z. Give me Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Verse 10. The fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
The fear of Yahweh is again the wisdom, and the knowledge of the righteous is understanding. All right, Psalms, see, that's what, so Solomon got that from his father. Psalms 111, verse 10. Psalms 111, verse 10. Psalms 111, verse 10. Psalms 111, verse 10. So, what you left, verse 10? Go ahead, Mother Z.
Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. a good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praise is endured forever.
Mm-hmm. And some more about this meekness and this tied in about this being humble, right? Give me Sirach chapter 1. Sirach chapter 1. I got Sirach chapter 1, verse 27. Sirach chapter 1, verse 27, daughter Yahweh.
For the fear of Yahweh's wisdom and instruction and faith and meekness are his delight.
He gets some delight if you got some meekness. That meekness are his delight, right? We coming back here. All right, let's go to let's go to Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel. Go to Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel. Go to Peter. Make that second. Let me see. We go to Peter chapter, okay. Chapter 3, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Daughter Yahweh.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of Yahweh of great price.
Mm-hmm. So let it be in the hidden man of the mind, and that which is not corruptible, even an ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of Yahweh of great price. You got to be some meekness. And I'm going to go to Matthew real quick on that meekness, what that meekness will get you. Okay, I'm going to get one month out on this meekness as well, too. Let's see, go to James. All right, James chapter 1, 21. James chapter 1, verse 21. James chapter 1, verse 21. Daughter Yahweh.
Okay. James 1:21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul.
Able to save your soul. Okay. All right, okay, a little bit more on this meekness. Give me Matthew real quick. We're going to Matthew. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. All right, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Okay, daughter Yahweh.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed Blessed are the meek, for they should inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek. The verse was pulled by some. Blessed are the meek, that they should inherit the earth. That verse was poor. Noah's in Psalms. Let's see where that is. Remember seeing it in Psalms as well, too. That blessed are the meek, they should inherit the earth. That verse was poor. The blessed are the meek that share the earth. I know David spoke on that as well too. It's a precept on that. For second witness. All right, Psalm 37. Psalm 37, 11. Psalm 37, 11. Mother Z.
God, chapter 37, verse 11. Verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight thyself in the dominion of peace.
And the abundance of peace. Abundance of peace. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, I want to touch on this. Okay. What is order that we can read? Order. What is order that we can read? Okay. I'm going to get warmed up. Psalm 37. The order Yahuwah. Give me Psalm 37. 23.
Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are
ordered by
Yahweh.
What do you mean by the steps of a good man? What do you mean by the steps of a good man? What's a good man? What is a good man? What is good? What is good, daughter Yahweh? Alright. Okay, y'all know. Okay. I'm gonna take me there. I'm gonna get warmed up real quick. Let's go to Romans real quick. Daughter Yahuwah. Let's go to Romans chapter 7. The steps of a good man, right? Hold what you got. Let's go to Romans chapter 7. Think about verse 12.
Romans chapter 7.
Let me get that.
Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandments holy, just, and good.
Wherefore the law, made in first five books of Torah instruction, is righteous, and the commandment, Torah instruction, righteous, just, and good.
I got one to add to that in that same verse. You feel that verse 16?
Verse 16. Romans chapter 7, verse 16. Mm-hmm. If did not do that which I would not, I can sin unto the law, that it is good. That's what is good. Okay. All right. Let's go, Wolves. Is that all, Mother G? You got something you want to add? Okay, let me get. Is that Psalm 119? Is that Psalm 119? Let me get that. Okay. All right, let's go to Matthew real quick. Let's go to Matthew, daughter Yahqua. Let's go to Matthew real quick. What is good here? Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 19. Matthew chapter 19. Pick up at our verse 16. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Daughter Yahshua.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered and said unto him, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master.
He said, good master.
What good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Okay, he said, good master, right? Alright, what was this master here? Who was this master here we reading right here? He said, good master, right? Good master.
3:17.
He said what?
3:17. So I can answer the question.
Now we coming back. We were trying to find out who this master is real quick. We're trying to know who this master is. He said, good master. Hey, let's take it away. Okay, let's go to John real quick. We'll find out who this master is. We're coming back.
Hallelujah. What?
Go to John. Who's this master? He said, good master. What are you talking about here?
I have.
You got some, Dodi Aqua?
Me good. None is good save one. That is Yahweh the Father.
That's the that's the precept over here, Matthew. That's the precept. That's the precept of Matthew. Well, I'm going to go right now. Okay. That was Luke 18:19. Mm-hmm. And then you can precept that here, real back over here.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you take care of business. Okay, that's precepting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to what was at first, Matthew 19. This is where he got this from.
Mm. My Jesus, you got one.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah
chapter 50, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Is And last is never Shadrach, king of Babylon, had broken his bone.
Yeah, he did that. So, yeah, he said Israel is a scattered sheep. Scattered. We scattered.
Let me get one.
Yeah,
what
about that? Okay, go ahead.
One more time. Yeah, why you get warmed up? It says scatter, right? Mother Z. Pick it up in that Matthew chapter 10 and give us verse 6. Matthew chapter 10, verse 6. And one more on this sheet. I'm just going to shoot a precept in, Richard. I'm going to get back over to you, brother.
Hey.
We got to walk.
Hey, I'm just about to light.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 6. Verse 6. But go rather to the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
We just need one. There's one of those. And the same one you use, that's what we're going to stick with. The lost sheep, the family of Israel.
Let those seers get a precept in on that family of Israel. Mother Z, let's look at Jeremiah 33. Let's look at Jeremiah 33, the reason why you got to option to use whatever. Let's see what Jeremiah said. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33. Let's see what we can get out of Jeremiah 33, Mother Lee. We're going to Jeremiah, chapter 33, and seeing what can we get out of Jeremiah. He's going to explain to you about 24. Thank you, young man. Jeremiah 33, 24. Let him break down why we ignore the word house and just put this word in, because there's a conversation going on in 33rd chapter there, Mother. See? And we want to analyze some of this good talking going on, because the world needs to know this. And we had a good shot at it earlier this morning, and we got a lot of tension this morning in Dustin's Yahweh. That was the start. And we'll never forget it. Jeremiah 33:23-24. What it say? Then look at verse 26, real capital L, Mother Z. Jeremiah 33:23-24-26. What it say?
Jeremiah
33:24. And we live at camp number one. All six locations is open. So if you call for details, find where you're located, where you're closer to, or call the number 224-600-5579. That's the international line. Any questions or comments pertaining to anything coming up, remember, that great big old feast coming up in white garments Thursday night. Thursday night will be the feast of, what's the name of the feast coming up?
Feast of Weeks,
Thursday night. White garments Thursday night. Feast of Weeks. All right. Come on, Mother Z. 33. Verse 23:24-26.
Family.
What kind of family?
Two families.
So that's what it is. Two families. The two families. What about the two families?
Which the Yahweh has chosen.
So who did Yahweh chose?
The two families.
That's who Yahweh have chosen. Who? The two families. Is that what we read?
Right.
Go ahead and read.
He has even cast them off. Thus you,
okay.
They have despise my people, they that should be no more a nation.
Oh, no, what do you call it? What do you call them two families?
My people.
What do you call them just then?
A nation.
So the two families, that's the word you use for these two families. Either call them by the nation or call them by the two families. There's up there, the two families, that's what you call them. The nation. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, Yahweh. All right, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Before them.
Uh-huh.
Verse 26.
Uh-huh.
Then will I cast away the... Strangers gathered throughout Pontus,
Galatians.
Galatians.
Cappadocia.
Cappadocia, Asia, and
what's that? Bithynia.
Bithynia.
Mm-hmm. Bithynia.
Yeah. That ain't one more field one.
Peter.
Peter 1. Peter 1. Okay,
let's get
a
good job. Peter. I'm going to leave up to the Peter. Mm-hmm. Peter 1.
Yeah, that was Peter
1-1. Okay. Cappadocia, the Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I'm still holding about that good.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to finish bringing that out real quick. I was holding that.
Mm-hmm.
Door to Yahuwah. Back to that Matthew. This is out the way. Back to that Matthew 18. Now, let me break down this Matthew real quick. Give me Matthew 23 real quick. Matthew 23, 8 and 10.
This is the number one breakdown on the Matthew. Number one breakdown.
Yeah, you say he called him a good master, Matthew 18, right?
Yeah.
Who's his good master? Matthew 23, verse 8 and verse 10.
You want me to read that or something like that? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Matthew 23, 8 and 10. Be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even the Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the Father, and all ye are brethren.
All ye are brethren.
Hallelujah.
Verse 10.
Neither be ye called master,
mm-hmm.
for one is your master, Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's who our master is. That's who the good master is.
All your
brothers. All right, back to Matthew 18. No, Matthew 19. Back to Matthew 19, 16. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Door to Yahuwah.
Roy. 19,
16.
Yeah, 19:16.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, and it reads, And behold,
mm-hmm.
one came and said unto him,
mm-hmm.
Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
And yeah, that's what you want. You want eternal life. That means in that kingdom.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 17.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
Now, Father said, why you call me good?
There is none good but one. That is Yahuwah the Father. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says the life, you keep the first five books, the Torah instructions.
Yes.
That's what gives you life.
Yes.
That's what gives you life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, give me that, what is he? Give me Baruch. Baruch chapter 2, verse 1. The book of Baruch, chapter 2, verse
1. Baruch chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, the Yahuwah has made good his word. Which he
first. Go ahead. Pronounce.
Pronounce
against us. Yeah, you have.
And against our judgment.
Our judges.
Against our judges that judge Israel and against our kings.
Okay, he said against our judges, right? Who the judges is today?
Mm-hmm.
He said against our judges, right? Okay. Okay, daughter Yahweh. Let's go to Chronicles real quick. They get our judges. Who the judges? It's today. Before we get there, let me get warmed up real quick. Before we go to that Chronicles, it gets our judges, right? Let's go to the book of Judges. Go to the book of Judges real quick. It gets our judges. Judge us, right? Okay, I'm just getting warmed up here real quick. Go to the book of Judges, chapter 2. All right. We're going to pick up here in verse 16. Judges, chapter 2, verse 16. Judges, chapter 2, verse 16. Go ahead, Brother Makai.
I'm going to drop 14 and 20 in there, if you don't mind.
Yahweh?
I'm going to read a couple lines in. Book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 14. You say 16, on down 18, and then 20. Book of Judges, chapter 3, verse 14, read. And the anger of Yahweh was... The book of, we'll go to the book of Judges.
We preached that from about Judges in Baruch chapter 2, verse 1.
Okay. I'm going to read them out again for you all. The book of Judges, chapter 2. We're going to read verse 14. We're going to read 16 down to 18. You want verse 20. The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 14. 14 reads. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel. Verse 20. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel. Verse 16 reads. Nevertheless, Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that bore them. Verse 17. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a horn. After false Yahweh, and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in.
Quickly.
Abraham, Isaac, Israel, obeying the Torah instructions of Yahweh. But they did not so. Verse 18. And when Yahweh raised them up judges, then Yahweh was with the judges and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies.
Who Yahweh with?
And Yahweh was with the judges.
He with the judges. So Yahweh is with the judges of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So when you on the right track, then one thing, Yahweh with the judges of Israel.
Hallelujah. Yahweh was with the judges and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judges.
And Yahweh is perfect on delivering us when he with us. He is perfect on delivering us once we in all.
For it's repented Yahweh because of their groaning. By reason of them that oppress them and back them.
Yahweh.
Precept that's grown in two daughters of Yahweh. This precept that grown in, and who that grown in, who is he grieved when they start groaning that we can read? How about the Exodus chapter 2 verse, the last two verses, 23, 24? What's the last two verses about? When a certain people's wrong to Yahweh, it grieves him. Let's see can we put a name on who, when they is moaning and Yahweh is grieved about what people. And then if they do that, what do we have for them people that we can read? Two, last two
verses over there in the second chapter of Exodus. What does it say?
Yes.
23, 24?
Okay, gotcha. Okay. 24 and 25.
Okay.
And Yahuwah heard their
groaning.
And Yahuwah remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
Yes.
Verse 25. And Yahuwah looked upon the children of Israel.
Oh, the children of who?
Israel.
Okay.
And Yahuwah had respect unto them.
So who do Yahuwah got respect for?
The children of Israel.
After they do what? When they start groaning to him, that's when his respect comes to you. Because now you're trusting in your maker. So once you start groaning to your Yahuwah, then he's going to have respect for you. Because he said, that's my sons and daughters trying to get in contact with their father. So now once you groan to him and take that puffed up fear down and groan to him to let you know all power is you, Yahuwah, then he'll deliver you. But we got to groan to him.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. That's what we're doing this morning out there at Camp One, groaning out there in the yard. We're groaning
for
an
hour or two.
So that was got you always groaning to him.
Hallelujah.
What are you doing, wait? All right. Granddaddy,
whatever they are,
knock that out. Knock that out. Hey, boy, look, we don't get phones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, boy. All right. Okay, I'm going to bring out who the judge is real quick. I'm going to ask who is referring to. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, 34-35. Acts chapter 7, 34-35.
You don't know.
Go to Yahuwah. Acts chapter 7,
34-35. And 35 reads, I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. And I have heard their groaning.
We just read that about a minute ago. We read Exodus chapter 2. We just read that. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
And have come down to deliver them.
Yes.
And now come. I will send thee to Egypt.
You're going to find out he said, I will send you to Egypt. Who's the D? Verse 35. Who's the D? Verse 35.
Whom they refused to say, who made thee a ruler and a judge?
There you go right here. That's your judge right there.
The same did Yahuwah send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of an angel which appeared to him in the bush.
They came into the bush. Mm-hmm. Yahuwah, that's who the judge is real quick. About leadership. Mm-hmm. Anointed leadership we raised up. There you go right there. I just wanted to bring that out.
Yahuwah.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to precept that. Y'all was coming from Acts, right? So that verse has to be pulled, right? We're reading Acts 34, 35. Acts chapter 7, 34, 35. Give me the Exodus chapter 2. That's what this was coming from here. Exodus chapter 2. Pick up here in verse 11. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. This verse was pulled. That's the key. They all read the heavenly tablet. It ain't like they read write something nothing different. He just read Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. Mother Z, Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. I'm precepting.
It's the two. It's the devil. Father, chapter 2, verse 11 through 14, verse 11. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was groaning that he went out unto his brothers and looked on them on their burdens.
On their burdens?
And he spied the Egyptians.
Egyptian?
Men and Hebrew, one of his brothers.
So he's men and an Israelite. An Israelite. That's what he's meaning, an Israelite. Because you know that word Hebrew is no land of Hebrew at all. Not even a people, not even a language.
Bring it up.
Not even a language. They get that cheat, that nonsense, Hebrew, modern Hebrew. No Hebrew here, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Even if other nations call us that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, what's that, dictionary? It tell you that in dictionary.
I'm going to see if I can find it while you are talking about it. Mm-hmm. It means kind of, I can preach that precept out there while we look for this book. And the judge is going to knock it on out.
Okay. Yeah, I was preaching that, okay. Go ahead. Use Exodus chapter 2, verse 11.
Chapter 2, verse 12.
Yeah,
verse 12. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slayed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
So it did Moses. It was nobody around, right? So he slew the Egyptian, he killed the Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
So he hid.
Mm-hmm.
Hid himself from that. It didn't show y'all much. It didn't show you that Yahweh was working with Moses, even right there. Yahweh.
Verse 13.
Yeah, verse 13.
And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews
strove
together, and he said to him that did the wherefore smite you that followed
your fellow. So what he said, a man of Israelite. Two men of the Israelite.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them?
Israelite. I see they got the word Hebrew polluted. Now you can trace Hebrew because Hebrew traced back to Shem. That's the key.
Let's get a definition on this word Hebrew, Brother Titus.
Let's get the definition on that.
Yeah, we go read from the I'm gonna read from the Comprehensive Analyst. I'm picking up at page 236 about the word Hebrew.
Hebrew.
In parentheses, it says the Israelites. Hebrew, the appellation of Hebrew, is really the name given to the Israelites. By other nations, by other nations, and not the people's own distinctive name for themselves. The origin of the term is not known definitely. Some attribute it to a word meaning, they got polluted word ancestors, and others to a word meaning to especially applied to the language of the Jews.
But what do you tell you in Numbers 15:15-16, daughter Yahweh? What do Yahweh give us when things come up like that? What can we read in Numbers 15:15-16? What can we read?
Numbers chapter 15:15-16. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you. An ordinance forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. Mm.
So you cannot make adjustments because they made adjustment on you by giving you their name. See, when you do that, when you try to find out what the definition of a word that they came up with their own mind, you put yourself in dislike with Yahweh. He told you not to do that. He'll gave you your name. And at the end of it, and what can we read where he gave you your name at? Oh, Mother D.F. Israel, Numbers chapter 6, verse 22-27. So he gave you a name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you let the nations give you another name and you try to make a judgment on that, then you out of order in Yahweh. He don't gave you a name and told you if you use that name, what you got coming. Numbers chapter 6, 22-27. Mother D.F. Israel, we live at camp number one, bottom part of the Saturday. What does it say?
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22-27.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, verse 24.
On this the order for the children of Israel. This wise means this is the order of the children of Israel. What is that? Go ahead.
Verse 24.
Who bless us? Didn't we read a verse early by Mother dropped that verse early? Mother Zeke dropped that verse early. What verse did Mother Zeke drop early this afternoon? A verse she put on the table. Mother, you recall that verse you put on David earlier in the book of Psalms?
37.
Yeah, you pulled a verse out. You pulled a profound verse out back. And what was that was again?
37.
No, you pulled a verse out. That was
136.
Okay, bring that verse out, Mother. Bring that verse out to tie into what we're working with. Bring that verse out again if you pull. See, the old fear, no, because they ain't saying it, don't mean you ain't listening.
Chapter 136, verse 11.
136,
verse
1. Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Give thanks unto
Yahweh. For he is good.
He is what?
He is good. For his mercy endureth forever.
Right. So he is good. So the blessing is to give thanks to Yahweh. Now Yahweh is giving you a blessing, not. So he giving you a blessing. Right now, bring a blessing to give you. Come back, Mother. D.F. Israel. So now he's giving you a blessing. Right now, to never forget. What did he say? Come on.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. 25. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. 26. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Who gave you peace?
Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel.
And then what are you going to do?
And I will bless them.
So he will bless you if you got the name. And what is that name, Mother, that we can read in Exodus 2? Make that Deuteronomy 4:22. What is his name that effect on you if you use the name. He said, I'm going to look on a people.
Mm-hmm.
If they carry the name,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
What that name we can read in 422 of Deuteronomy's mother, D.F. Israel Blanket.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 22.
Is that what I want? Or is it Exodus? What I want? What I want?
Exactly.
Okay, what I want then? Okay, what's this guy now? You know, pull us in and be who you talk to? Okay. What is it? 222? Alexa?
422.
There you go. All right. Hallelujah. Give me 422 back.
Don't
let the seal get out there knowing he's kind of clear, so, see, 422, bring it.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 22.
What?
And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh,
yeah.
Thus says Yahweh of Israel.
Thus says Yahweh of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Israel is my son.
Israel is my son.
Even my firstborn.
My firstborn, let you know it's many to come after, but his firstborn son is Israel. So it's very important for the children of Israel to understand the blessing when you use in the name Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Then you become a son and daughter of Yahweh when you use the name at the end of your name, Israel.
That's right.
Then he have respect to you.
Yahweh. I'm going to ask something to that about that name Israel. Mother G, the return of Genesis. And you remember he said his name is Israel, right? And all right, let's find out some more about this name, right? Let's go to Genesis. We're going to pick it up at chapter 32. And give me verse 1, and we're going to pick it up and pick it up at verse 24. We're going to do get understanding about this name. And then daughter of Yahweh. Why don't you go to Genesis chapter 35, pick it up at verse 9. We're going to read down so we get our point.
Okay, you
want
Genesis
32. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1 mm-hmm. and 24.
Yeah, we're going to read down.
Oh, we're
going to... Yeah, we're going to pick it up at 24 and start reading from there. Once you read verse 1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 32, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Israel went on his way.
Hey, Jacob, pick that back up one more time for me, Mother G. We're going to start it at the top. And look at that real careful.
I'm trying to see this 32, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to pick it up at 32, and we're going to pick it up at verse 1, and we're going to drop down 24.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just got to 32, and then we're going to go to chapter 35 next.
He ain't Israel yet.
He's Jacob, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Genesis 32, verse 1. As Jacob went on his way,
mm-hmm.
and the minister spirit, angel, Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
led him.
So we go, must be for the record. We want to make sure we stay for the national audience right now. We want to get them to keep up. We're going to do either we're going to do angels or we're going to do ministry spirit.
Yeah, take
it one. We're going to roll with it. We don't want them to get confused. We want to keep them on one page.
Yeah.
We know the lick, but we want to make sure they get the lick with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 32, verse 1. And Jacob went on his way, and the angel of Yahweh met him.
Mm-hmm. So the mentioned spirit of Yahweh met Jacob. Mm-hmm. The mentioned spirit of Yahweh. Okay, verse 24.
Verse 24. And Jacob was left alone.
Right.
And there wrestled a man with him unto the breaking of the day.
So we know, we come to find out in verse 1 that this man who was wrestling was the ministering spirit of Yahweh, which today we know is the ministering spirit, and we also understand it's the angel. So So the angel was wrestling, Jacob was wrestling with an angel.
Mm-hmm.
To break another day. Continue.
Verse 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him.
So he's going to whoop the angel, y'all. All right.
He touched the hollow of his thigh.
Mm-hmm. Look, so the ministering spirit, he said, look, he wrestled with me. This man, I can't prevail. I mean, he won't give up. You know, he won't give up. So the ministry spirit touched the hollow of his thigh. He went an extra mile on, you know, Israel couldn't touch him. After that, what happened?
And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint.
You see, he put a move on there.
Mm-hmm.
He put hey, Bruce Lee ain't got nothing on that. Yeah, but they learned anyway from up.
That's right.
Keep it going.
As he wrestled with him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26.
So he was wrestling, he's wrestling the angel, y'all. Do you understand what, you see what's going on? But he was holding on. The thing is, he's holding on to something.
That's right.
You understand? Continue to read.
26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I will not let you go, except you bless me.
So we got Jacob told the ministry spirit, hey, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Now,
that's right.
Very close attention. Remember, we just got done reading about the name Israel. And here we is, we have our father wrestling with the ministering spirit for this blessing. You know, he's wrestling for this blessing. What did he say?
Verse 27.
He got a thigh pulled out of joint for it.
Mm. Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him.
What did he say?
What is your name?
What's your name?
And he said, Jacob.
Jacob.
Verse 28.
What he say?
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel.
But Israel. So, continue.
For as a prince has thy power with Yahweh and with men, and has prevailed.
So he said, as a prince you have power, Yahweh has prevailed. That's what Israel. That is your name right there, right?
And what do Israel mean?
Power Yahweh has prevailed.
A prince
that has power Yahweh.
That's what means. So a prince. You got power with Yahweh, but you have prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
Not calling me with that mindset.
Hallelujah. Now the question I want to ask is, what was his blessing? Anybody in class tell me what was his blessing? Anybody? What was his mother dear?
The name.
What's the name?
Israel.
Remember, we just got done reading. Now you come back and you find out this name. When he got this name, he said, bless me. So let's find out he got his blessing with the name.
Okay.
All right, let's get a case of point. We just found out what the name means. He's a prince. Mm-hmm. It has power with Yahweh and with man, and it has prevailed. So, we got the name, right? All right, let's go pick it up with our daughter Yahweh. So you up?
Genesis chapter 35, verse
9. Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh appeared unto Israel.
Uh-huh.
Again, when he came out of Padan-Aram.
What name is that?
Jacob.
All right, bring that name in.
Okay, you can take
that business there.
Okay.
Yahweh
appeared unto Jacob again.
Mm-hmm.
When he came out of Padan-Aram.
Mm-hmm.
And blessed him.
So he blessed. So now you got Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan-Aram. And he blessed him. Verse 10.
And Yahweh said unto him.
What did he say?
Thy name is Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
But Israel.
But Israel. So what was the blessing?
The name.
The name. The blessing is in the name too. You got to keep that in mind. So if you're not using the name, then where your blessing fall at? You go back, remember we just got done reading numbers. We got down on reading that chapter 6, verse 22 down to 27. He said, put his name upon him and he'll bless him. And if your name is a blessing in using your name. If you don't want to bless, don't use your name. That's on you. But the blessing is in the name. Back over to Brother Titus Israel.
And what name is that the blessing is?
Israel.
Israel, that is our blessing. So when we at the end of our name, we use Israel. We know we got to cast our check in them wicked names.
That's right.
When you come out of it,
mm-hmm.
you want the blessing being your conversation? Always introduce yourself at the last of your name, a blessing with Israel, then your Yahweh will be over you in that conversation.
That's right.
Because he recognizes sons and daughters because my name is in them.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Israel.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a precept on that.
Get some precept on that.
Mother Z, let's get Isaiah 44, pick it up at verse 5.
Hallelujah, bro. That's right. Get some precept. Because, see, it's very important to understand what we did earlier this morning when we was on the microphone, we were letting people know that they are Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And what we got to let them know clearly that it's a blessing is in the name Israel.
Hallelujah, bro.
Not being African-American and Cushites and Ethiopians. The blessing is in the name of Israel.
That's right.
Is the people. So we've done a great job this morning. Daughter Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Micaiah took care of some business by 2-3 hours out there. Taking care of business and letting you know that you are Israel.
Hallelujah.
We got great response. So it's on now. To get these people to understand your blessing is in the name. The blessing is in the name of Israel.
Mm-hmm. That's in the name of Israel. What you read over there, Mother Z? And Mother D, go back to 2 Ezra chapter 6. And she'll give me verse 58.
Did Daughter Yahweh, did you finish that verse 35?
Yeah, 35 and 9.
Yeah, did you finish that? Okay, what does verse 12 say that since you're there?
At Genesis chapter 35, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And the land which I gave Abraham
mm-hmm.
and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land.
So, all that come with you knowing who you are, and that land is what is that land that we can read? What is the land that he got for you that we can read? Can anybody go in this Bible and show me the land that is the blessed land and all fulfill in your mind is this land? Because this land is the land I gave Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And next week on that national audience, we're going to deal with showing you the blessed is where when you die, in the last two lessons, we found out that Micah shows up and takes you somewhere. And if you did not keep the covenant, Tata Jerusalem
mm-hmm.
shows up and takes you somewhere. So all that was in the last two lessons on the last broadcast on the network. So when your parents die or your loved one dies, now we clear what's happening. We're going to show up immediately after you die. And they're going to be looking for that 12 verse 7 in you. And what that 12 verse 7 again said, Mother D of Israel, in the book of Ecclesiastes, 12 verse 7. So once you die and you land in that casket, do you know in the last two lessons on the network, it was clear that somebody shows up and they're looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking for what goes back to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for something else. What you're looking for, Mother G of Israel, 12 verse 7. So when you miss a class, you miss a lot.
That's right.
And see, we have to be able to let our people understand one thing. If I'm doing the right thing in Yahweh, why are you crying at my funeral? Why are you crying at my funeral? Do you know what I'm going to tell you in advance that somebody showed up and got me and took me somewhere, which I'm going to talk about next week?
Hallelujah.
And then somebody did those that forsook that. Well, you know somebody else going to show up and take you somewhere until the great day too.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't going to be all that happy with you when he get his hand on you.
Yeah,
but he wasn't created to be happy with you. another name called Top Jerusalem. And we took it at last week to be clear about the once you die, where you go. 12 verse 7, bring it.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7.
What?
Then shall the dust return to the earth.
See, all this right here is dust. I don't care. You stay in that tub all you want. You still go on your same arm and rub some dust here. Come on, because all you is dust. That is all you is. You can never get this dust off you.
As it was.
As it was.
And the spirit shall return unto Yahweh.
And the spirit that is the which is the breath, return back to Yahweh he had in his hand. And guess who shows up? Micah shows up, and Tata Jerusalem shows up. They shows up immediately after you have gave up the goat. And one going to grab a hold to that goat. And they going to take it someplace. We're going to talk about it next week. And Tata Jerusalem got a place to take it to himself. He got a host of angels with him, too. So we're gonna finish that up next week. Somebody got to know these things and be able to help our people understand about exactly what you've given up by not keeping the Sabbath day, laying them branches, and knowing your name is Israel. What you've given up in the time of your need. Keep that in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. Where we at? Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. The priest said, what land, if you're talking about that we can read? What land is we talking about that we can read? Could anybody help the old see out and put his mask in order to understand the land that we have to be looking forward to? How about Matthew chapter 2 there, But Titus, how about look at verse 21? Look at verse 21, Matthew 2:21, and we're going look at verse 20 and 21. What land that we got to look forward to that we can read? I just don't want on tape to get to warm up. 2:20, Matthew 2:20 and 21. What land?
Book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 20 and 21, read. Saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel.
The land what?
Of Israel.
Verse 21.
Verse 21, and he arose, and took the young child and his mother, and come into the land of Israel.
So the promised land is what land?
Land of Israel.
Hallelujah. So your name casts the promise and the blessing. And you sitting there, and we have stepping on knowing these things. The land is Israel, like your name is Israel. That's the connection in Yahweh. You see that?
What?
That is your connection to Yahweh. Knowing that your name is Israel, and you got a land called Israel, which is the promised land that's waiting on you. Not up and away. Israel. It's waiting on you, the land of Israel. But the land of Israel belongs to who? That we can read. But the land of Israel belongs to who? See that? See, you can go on and on in this right here, but the land of Israel belongs to who? So otherwise, never get puffed up. Understand one thing. The land of Israel, who do it belong to that we can read? See that? Who do the land of Israel belong to that we can read? Can anybody in the class or one of them six camps can send me a message on the network? Who do that land belong to that we can read? Huh? Now, there go your point. Who is the land belongs to? Do anybody take credit for that land that we can read? How about Mother D. F. Israel in Leviticus 25, verse 23?
Now, see, we got to pull this trigger like big time. Best we out there, on the land talking to them four corners. Y'all got to pull these triggers. Leviticus 25, verse 23, Mother D.F. Israel. Y'all pull these triggers about the land.
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23.
What does it say?
The land shall not be sold forever.
Why so?
For the land is mine.
Well, you say? The land belongs to who?
Yahweh.
So he gave the land to the Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and the children of Israel. But the land belongs to Yahweh. Now, if you go to Ezekiel 35, Mother Z. You go to Ezekiel 35. Mm-hmm. Now you go to Ezekiel 35 and let's talk about something. You go to Ezekiel 35 and we'll look at what he's saying in verse number 10. Ezekiel 35, verse number 10.
Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 10. Verse 10. Because they have said,
these two nations and these two countries shall be mine,
and I will possess it with the Yahweh.
So where is Yahweh was there at in verse 12? What was Yahweh at that he was at? The land is mine. Where is Yahweh at that we can read, Mother? See? Verse 12.
Verse
12. Mother D of Israel, have me 36. Verse number 8.
Verse 12. And thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh, and there and that I have heard all their blasphemies which thou hast spoken against
the mountains of Israel.
The mountain of Israel.
That's good right there. Right there. 36 verse 8. Mountain of Israel.
Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
But ye, O mountains.
Now, you, O mountains, isn't it?
Of Israel.
Yeah, he's talking. Oh, mountain of Israel.
You will shoot forth your branches,
O mountain of Israel.
And yield your fruits. To my people.
Now watch what people is.
Of Israel.
But they are at hand to come. Once we recognize we the peoples of who?
Israel.
Once we recognize these cold words that we are the people of Israel, and we not the people of daughter Yahweh, we not the people of 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8, right across the top. We not this capitalized people of Israel. He is a capitalized people of Israel. Once we recognize this is not us, he's talking about in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, one line across the top.
And then shall the wicked be revealed.
Then shall what?
The wicked be revealed.
Do it say that wicked? Yeah. That
and
wicked.
Then shall that.
So it's a specific wicked person, family, nation got to be revealed first.
Yeah,
that's why he capitalized that wicked. Mm. That wicked.
That's right.
See, you got to know about that wicked. Mm. It's plenty wicked. You know, it's wicked one that you take your tires off your car. You know, mm-hmm. You know, pick your wallet and see, keep it with them. That's wicked. But he said, I want you to know about a specific wicked. That wicked. He capitalized that wicked. And that's the one we got to reveal, that wicked. Right there. It is a one that's wicked, and the book says plainly, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Ecclesiastes 1:15 and 7:13, the same book. And he makes it plain with you that you cannot get into a cage of rattlesnakes and think you're not going to get bite.
cannot get in a cage of rattlesnakes and come out untouched.
That's right.
So I don't care how they skin and grin with you. Can't no one get in a cage of rattlesnakes and don't get bit. Ecclesiastes 1:15 to 7:13, Brother Titus, Young Lion Brain.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 15, reads, that which is crooked cannot be made straight. That which is wanting cannot be numbered.
He said, well, I made crooked, you cannot straighten it out. I don't care how you chum and you all right with me. If Yahweh say I made you crooked, you cannot straighten it out. Precept 7:13.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 13 reads.
Listen good.
Consider the work of Yahweh.
Consider the work of who?
Of Yahweh. For who can make that straight which he had made crooked?
Who made it crooked?
Yahweh.
So Yahweh is the one made this people that is called the wicked. That wicked, crooked. That's how that was made. How are you going to straighten out? Is it like getting into a cage with a bunch of eating them up rattlesnakes, and think you're not going to get bit? It's going to happen sooner or later. You will be bit. Back to the young line.
Hallelujah.
Right. That's right. Okay. He tell you, and what do we do? He tell you that even though they come with, like I say, they smile, right? It's a verse on that. Let's go to Sirach, Brother Micaiah. Go to Sirach real quick on that. We go to Sirach. Sirach chapter 12. Pick up at verse 10. Sirach chapter 12, verse 10.
Going to the book of Sirach chapter 12. Picking up at verse 10. Verse 10 reads, never trust your enemy, for like as iron rusted, so is his wickedness.
So is his wickedness. Verse 11.
Verse 11. Though he humble himself and go crouching, then take good heed and beware of him. And you shall be unto him as if you had wiped a looking glass. And you shall know that his wrath hath not been altogether wiped away.
Now look at that, altogether wiped away. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 12. See him not by you, least when he has overthrown you, he stand up in your place. Neither let him sit at your right hand. These he seek to take your seat.
Yeah, what they do. Your position, go ahead.
And you, at the last, remember my words, and be pricked therewith.
Therewith. Verse 13.
13. Who will pity a charm that is bitten with a serpent?
There you go. That is bitten with a serpent.
Or any such that come now with wild beasts.
Wild beasts. Verse 14.
Verse 14. So one that goes to a sinner and is defiled with him, excuse me, in his sin, who will pity?
Who will pity?
15.
Mm-hmm.
For a while he will abide with you, but if you begin to fall, he will not tear.
He will not tear. He will not wait. Verse 16.
16. An enemy speaking swiftly with his lips.
They come with smooth words, though. They talk real nice nonsense like they did with the Northern King with Gad.
But in his mind, he imagined how to throw you into a pit.
Look at that mindset. That's what they whole thing is, to throw you in the pit when they came over here. How to throw you in the pit. Delivering you up. Go ahead.
Okay, he will weep with his eyes.
Oh, wait a minute. It's a key. He said he will weep with his eyes, right? Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. Weeping. He will weep with his eyes. I heard that. He will weep with his eyes. Look at it. You can hear all these hints here. He went with his eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold that. all that. He's coming back. He was whipped with his eyes, right? Give me daughter Yahuwah. Daughter Yahuwah? Okay, let's go to Hebrews, blue word for Eber.
Well, let's take a little shortcut at it. Daughter Yahuwah, take a little shortcut at Proverbs chapter 6. Take a shortcut at it. And pick it at verse number 13. Take a little shortcut at it.
Proverbs 6:13.
Good.
He winketh with his eye.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks with his feet.
Yeah.
He teacheth with his fingers.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 14. Frowardness is in his heart. He divides mischief continually.
Mm-hmm.
He soweth discord.
That's what he do. Go ahead.
15. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly.
Right.
Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy.
In his mouth.
Verse 16. These six things do the Yahuwah hate. Yeah. Seven are an abomination unto him.
Mm-hmm.
17.
What do he just despise?
A proud look.
A proud.
Lion tongue.
What kind of tongue?
Lion.
A lion tongue.
And hands that shed innocent blood.
Yep, go ahead.
A heart that divided wicked imagination.
Mm-hmm.
That is swift and running to mischief.
Now watch this in 19.
A false witness that speaketh lies.
And we found out last night in the children of what that was we read last night. That children that would Daniel step up and they try to put a false witness on the daughter of Yahuwah. No, yeah, but what was that book we reading out of?
It was the
history of the Sabbath. Yeah, but what was it called?
Which part? What they called?
Yeah, what was the book that we read out of?
Yeah, the history of the Sabbath.
No, what was the book? I need a little bit more on that. Now I need a little bit more. What is it called when you go look in your pocketbook for the name? What name? I'm doing it for the national audience. Say, what were we looking for? The holy children. That would be looking for. We go in the book, we'd be looking for the holy children. How about that? That would be looking for the holy children. 145. We read 145 to 65 last night. We read, so 45 to 65. Now, come on back now. Let me show you what Yahuwah have. The biggest problem he had with the size that verse number 13. Then we got a 19. Back to daughter Yahuwah, Proverbs. Look at that verse 19.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 19. A false witness that speaks lies.
Yeah.
And he that soweth discord among brethren.
You see what he don't like? He don't like that discord. He likes that one accord, one mind,
mm-hmm.
that do this thing on one and get the job done. All right, bring it up. Bring it up.
What?
Bring it up, young man.
Nah, I'm just saying, that was you.
Okay. Okay,
what? Okay. I'm on the case now. Okay. All right,
bring it up. Well, then, history of Susanna.
The holy children, right? You want the holy children?
Yeah, what
were
we reading?
We was reading that last night, that history of Susanna, 45-46 by
okay.
Dan.
All right, bring it up.
Okay, the history of Susanna, chapter 1, verse 44 reads, and Yahuwah heard her voice. 45, therefore when she was led to be put to death, Yahuwah raised up the righteous spirit of a young youth whose name was Daniel. Verse 46, who cried with a loud voice, I am clear from the blood of this woman. Verse 47, then all the people turned them towards him and said, what mean these words that you have spoken? 48. So he standing in the midst of them and said, are you such fools? You sons of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged.
shall it be well with you if you do what?
Fear thee, Yahuwah.
And Brother Titus, how do you fear Yahuwah in 111 verse 10, back up with Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10? How do you fear Yahuwah? He said, it'll go well with you if you fear Yahuwah. He said, it'll go well with you. 111 verse 10 of Psalms.
Psalms chapter 111 verse 10 reads, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do his commandments.
So if you do his commandments with the first five books, you got the fear of Yahuwah. Now his son pulled that verse, and let's see what son did to it in 9 verse 10.
Proverbs,
what did his son say?
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 reads, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
So there go your understanding. So if you're not keeping Torah instructions, you're not going to get the proper understanding. So right, 19:19, Brother Titus burned it. See, you're not going to get the proper understanding unless you're keeping the first five books. If you're not just saying Yahuwah, keeping the Sabbath day, feast days, you're not going to get the proper understanding. He's not allow you to have it. He's going to take it away from you.
Sirach 19:19. The knowledge of the commandment of Yahuwah is the doctrine of life, and they all that do that please him should receive the fruit of the tree of immortality.
So now you're pleasing him by keeping the Torah instructions. Then he makes the praying to you in the third chapter, verse 22, Brother Titus. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Then he make it plain with you. Then you talk to you. Once you know that you line up with keeping them feast days, some Sabbath days, keeping all and wearing them fringes on and understand the blessing in the name of Israel, then he'll make it plain with you in 3:22 of 1 John. What did he say?
1 John chapter 3, verse 22 reads.
What did he read?
And whatsoever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Now, what pleases Yahuwah?
Orange.
So now, if you want to please him, don't you do what the man tells you to do? That's how you please him. Now, ask me something. If you're keeping the Torah instruction, first five books, now ask me something, because I'm well pleased with you. Back to the young man. Back to the young lion.
All right. Okay. All right. I left off in Sirach.
First John 3:22. First John 3:22. Back to the young lion.
Okay. All right. I was in Sirach. I was in Sirach, which says, thou trust your enemy.
Well, precept that, Mother DFS read Psalm 55, 29 to verse 23.
Yeah.
See, never trust your enemy. And daughter Yahuwah had me Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 through 33, back to back.
5, verse 20.
Yes. Make sure you write it down, then take off. All right, write it down first, then take off.
Yahuwah.
Uh-huh. Write it down first, then look it down at your paper and take off.
Psalms 55, verses 20 to 23.
Uh-huh.
Verse
20 reads.
He has put forth his hand against such as be at peace with him.
Yeah, right. You always a lower man, and they will peace with you, but you always land back in the cut being the same old rattlesnake. You ain't nothing but old rattlesnake. That's all you is.
He has broken his covenant.
And you're always going to break his covenant. A snake always going to break their covenant about not by you. A snake gonna break that covenant. He might confess, well, I ain't gonna do it, but you know his nature said, I got to do it. might say I'm not going to do it. Well, all of a sudden, I got to, I got to bite you. That's my nature. How you going to tell me to put my nature down because you put yours down? Go ahead.
21. The word of his mouth was smoother than butter.
Ooh, right.
But war was in his mouth.
Always war. Didn't even read over that 37th chapter somewhere now that he said that the morning in verse 41, when morning over my daddy's old 27, 41, I'm gonna kill me some Jacob. See, in his mind, I always kill you. You get your, don't you think you happen to get married to the Negro? But it's always in his mind to kill you. Every chance he gets, when he lower you, get your half eye and get you all bullet eyes on him, and they kill you. They bite you. Then you won't know what happened. Like the black woman on the broadcast last week, the woman saying, why the young man, how the man 18 years old got all that animosity in his head to go and kill up Israelites on Saturday? All animosity at 18 years old. Somebody had to teach him that. That had been taught to him. 18 years old. And then when he come before the judge, he said, how you please? He said, well, you know I ain't guilty. He said, I ain't guilty. Huh? I ain't guilty. You mean you ain't guilty? You kill up all the people? You ain't guilty? No, I ain't guilty. Who would I kill up? My nature is to kill up me some Israelites. I did it. Look what it said over there at 11 verse 5 there, daughter of Zachariah. It's already prophesied there. 11 verse 5. Now, how are you not guilty? You load up a rifle, got written on your rifle, nigga on your rifle. I'm going to kill me some niggas. Written on your rifle. And did mess around, got to shooting real good and pointed red to my little eye. He said, oh, man, I mirror you. He said, oh, I'm sorry, sir. They shot the one that didn't mirror him some more. Then you want to know why they do what they do? What they do?
Zechariah.
What?
Chapter 11, verse 5.
What does it say?
Who possesses slaves?
And the one that possessed you, and how you know you possess who you pay bills to. When those bills shows up, who you can get that bill to. That's your possessor. Go ahead.
And hold themselves not guilty.
And that young man at 18 years old told the judge he's not guilty.
And they that sell them say, blessed be the Yahweh. For I am rich in their own shepherd.
And your own Christian shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Pity them not.
T.D. Jakes and Klepto Dollars, they don't care nothing about you. All they care about is picking your pockets on the wrong day. They'll never tell you who the enemy is, who the wicked is, because wicked got a long check for them.
That's right.
Back to the young lion.
Okay. He did say he wanted to go hedge us, but he even made a vow way back over here in this Book of Jubilees. I'm going to pull it out. The Book of Jubilees. Real quick.
But Mo, get your fingers up. Well, come on in. Mo, put some ground on your throat. Fill that up.
Verse 21. His words were stopped with their oar.
Yeah.
Yet were they long sore.
Mm-hmm.
22. Cast your burden upon Yahweh.
Yeah.
And he shall sustain me. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Verse 23. But thou, Yahweh, shall bring them down into the pit.
You'll bring them down where?
Into the pit of destruction. But bloody and deceitful men.
What kind of man is wicked here?
Bloody and deceitful men.
And that's the way he eat at every order of food. Bloody, to get it hot. Get it while I get tear up. Huh? see, they identify the Lord name to you, but you can't see it. I cannot see it. I know. Proverbs 3:31-33. Are you finished, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, bring it.
Deceitful men.
What kind of man is that?
Deceitful men. Shall not live out half their days.
See, they're not going to live out half their days on what they own. Go ahead.
But I would trust in thee.
So that I would trust in and meet them Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it? Who got that Proverbs 3?
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 and 33.
31, 32. Give me 32 and make it sound good.
31 and
32. And
33. Okay. Proverbs chapter
3,
verse
31
to
33.
Envy thou not the oppressor.
Yes.
And choose none of his ways.
And choose none of his ways. Whatever God will favor. Whatever way, if he come this way, you go that way. Choose none of his ways. Go ahead.
Verse 32. For the froward is abomination to the Yahuwah.
You see what they is? They use abomination to the Yahuwah.
But his secret is with the righteous.
And his secret is with the righteous. And righteous want to keep Torah up. First five books.
Verse 33.
What?
The curse of the Yahuwah is in the family of the wicked.
And the curse is in the
house of the wicked.
The family, the nation of the wicked. That's where the curse is at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the precept on that? But keep reading. Go read it out.
But he blessed the habitation of the just.
Now, precept that to what? Now, let's see if one of them young lions can go in there and grab the precept that's coming out of Isaiah 34 about this curse on the people. Then bag it up with Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Let's see what the young lions put out this curse. Let's see what they put out in grand style and won't miss a beat. Let's see what they put out won't miss a beat. The young lions. Let's see what they put out with don't even miss a beat on it. Because once we start, like we did today, street teaching, we were street teaching. Huh? And they're going to throw all kinds of things at you. But you got to know how to. Let them bump the gum and put some book on.
What do you say, Jeremiah
1? I got Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 3.
I don't understand nothing about no Jeremiah 11, 3.
No, you asked me about a curse, bro.
No, I said what I did say something about. What about then? What I did say something about.
Isaiah 34, Malachi
1, 3, and 4. Yeah, what about that? We're going to look for who these people say that he got the curse on that we can read. So we go on to the 34th chapter, 1 through 8, Brother Titus. Let's find out who is these people he got the curse on because they have done something and the whole world think they own something. But Yahweh, I'll tell you what. He's Isaiah in the 700 B.C. Just put this in my book. But ain't nobody going to read it but the 6th Anointed Council forces of the two Israelites. They going to read 34, 1 through 8. And they're going to put the thing on somebody. Let's see what we can read. 34, 1 through 8. Backed up with Malachi chapter 1, 3 and 4.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 1 through 8 read. Isaiah 34, verse 1. Come near, ye nations, to hear and hearken, you people. Let the earth hear and all that is therein, the world and all things that come forth of it. Verse 2.
So he would be using that. So this guy was going to talk. He said he wants everybody to hear what he got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Come ye, come you nation. I want everybody to hear what I got to say. That's power in it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
Okay. All right. Verse 2. For the indignation of Yahweh is upon all nations.
His indignation is upon all nations now.
Yes. And his fury upon all their armies.
They on all their armies. He put some fury on all their armies.
He have utterly destroyed them.
So we can read that he has destroyed all of them by going to 2 13, verse 11. We ain't going to read what he bunched them all up. We can read that. But go ahead and read.
All right. He has delivered them to the slaughter.
He has delivered them. So we can read. They're coming to the end of all the power to be. Go ahead.
Verse 3. Their slain also should be cast out, and their things shall come up
out of their carcass.
And we can read in the 39th chapter of Ezekiel, you have 7 months to kind of clean up that filth.
Mm-hmm.
You got grace for all the ones that's in your land. He got grace for them. So you have a job. All Israelites that make it, they're going to have a job for 7 months, barren folks that Yahweh has killed. We can read that.
That's right.
Very.
And the mountains should be melted with their blood.
And I mean, mountains going to be melted with their blood. And that's killing them.
Yeah,
that mountain is melted with their blood. Mountain? Is that killing? And we can read in 14 verse 20 that the blood can go up to the horse's bridle for 200 miles, and you still won't get in line with this word of Yahweh. Then you're going to die. Straight up, by not understanding what this man is saying. Your time's going to run out. We read over there in the book of business, Paul, he said, if they were all repentant 5 years before they died, I'll give a pass. He said, I don't know about their five. He said, I can tell you about their birth of the 15th. He said, I don't want to hear nothing about their birth. Tell me about the last 5 years of their life. Did they get me right? That's what I want to hear about. The last, you don't know when your last 5 years on the clock.
Right.
And you won't get this man right. He said, if you have your last 5 years right, I guarantee you, Michael will visit you and take you somewhere. But if you ain't got your last 5 years right, then I bet you Top the Rooster going to visit you and take you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to read that next week. Where you going? Mm-hmm. We're going to paint the picture. Where you going if you ain't got your last 5 years right? So why don't you fall out of this not knowing your 5 years is on the clock? See? That's why you make sure your last 5 years, you don't know when your last, because your time, according to St. John 7, verse 6, is always.
That's right.
I can deliver you up now. You know, I mean, I'm telling them, he was over there on a Sabbath day. Sent an 18-year-old boy with that assault rifle in there with nigger written on it. Killed up family members everywhere. Then when they go to court of law and said, how you plead, young 18-year-old, not guilty. Judge said, God, dog, you mean you ain't guilty? Then nobody guilty if you ain't guilty. Ain't nobody is never guilty if you ain't guilty. This man said he wasn't guilty, 18 years old. What kind of animosity in him? You got to know the nature of the people. He learned that sitting at his dinner table with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he learned it, bro. He could not have that kind of hate in him at 18 years old. He didn't know nothing about no eyes on the prize. Because he watched it on TV. But his parents put that evil in him. His neighbors, they grin in your face and go behind doors and call you what they normally call you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You don't want to get all upset behind it. Not knowing the nature.
That's right.
What we reading?
I mean, I'm still at Isaiah 34. I'm at verse 4 now.
Well, read some more.
Isaiah 34, verse 4.
What?
And all the hosts of heaven should be dissolved.
I'm going to put a finalizing everything because the Father gave me so much time to get this thing prepared for him. And I'm on a clock myself to get this thing ready for the Father to come back in. Or I can come back in 15, 24 to 28 of 1 Corinthians. That's the time. We can tell you the whole story. Drinking some tea. And then probably can tell you the story. Mm-hmm. Like you can tell the story about who shot John. Go ahead.
And the heavens should be rolled together as a scroll.
Yeah, because business up there going to be finalized. See, up there business is going to be finalized and you plan on going up and away. He's going to finalize the business up there because everybody coming out here. You going to be up there by yourself with that Christianity. You going to be up there. Like you put our loved ones always up there. All the time. They are up and away. See? And everybody up there coming down here. And you're going to be up there by yourself. You in Christianity. Go ahead.
and all their hopes shall fall down as the leaf falling off from the vine.
Go ahead.
And as they fall in fig from the fig tree.
Go ahead.
Verse 5. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven.
See, his sword going to be bathed in heaven. In heaven, he's talking about is the heaven on earth. He's talking about the heaven on earth. Now, what that verse that we can read? Now, let's see if we read is heaven is on earth. Now, let's see where do the young lions get and help next. Come tell you something. You're going to write a whole lot of things out there in that live kitchen, which y'all did today. You are out there a whole lot of stuff out there. Now, I'm going to watch it because I was in there watching anyway. I didn't say nothing. I would have like, oh, you know, the gardener. But don't think I didn't hear everything. I heard it all. Tell you something. Y'all gonna be on the clock. It would have, and I'm going to be looking for some throwdown. And we'll give you all the tools to be Mr. and Mrs. Throwdown. So now we want to find out about this heaven. Now, what can we read about this heaven? Huh? Is anywhere we go read in the Bible and read about this heaven? I'm still kicking everybody up and away. Can we go read the Bible and read about this heaven? No, we want to read it out of the heavenly chapter. We want to burst right out of the heavenly chapter to tell you about the heaven that you supposed to be looking for. Now, who will help me out? And any one of these camp seekers, leave it on the network, where is this heaven at that we're looking for? Are we looking for the one up and away? Mm-hmm. Or what are we looking for in heaven that we can read? Now, we're going to help those see out. If the heaven that I'm looking for, then we can read, huh? Now, who is class in the bottom part of Sabbath day out of one of the six anointed camps to go right in here and help the old seer out about the heaven that we got to be talking about? When we sit out there with the street teaching, we got to tell them about the heaven to be. Matter of fact, I tell you what, just to throw them on the table, Mother Z, read off Mark 1:15. Just throw them on the table. Because Yahweh, he was street teaching himself. He was street teaching. He said something in Mark 1:15, Moses. He was street teaching. And Mark, he was O.L. street teaching.
I got
He was, so he was street teaching there, Moses. And in Mark 1:15, he was street teaching. Now,
I got one where you just
got to put on that one.
You don't get it out of Deuteronomy?
I'll put out Matthew. Well, I'm put out from the heavenly chapter.
Oh, you say from the heavenly chapter?
Yeah, put
in the first five books. So
yeah. Okay. I want you to pull it out of the heavenly chapter. Then you go to Matthew. Everything after that will be cakewalk. So get out the way, mother. Yeah, get it out the way.
Verse 15, and says, the time is fully full, the time is full, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
Right. So now, so when you're street teaching, you got to have a photographic memory on scripture. How about Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21? Now, you keep on, I've been telling you the same thing over and over again about this verse. Then you get away from you when time you need. Then you give me the Matthew. But first give me the number one hit in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. Deuteronomy 11, verse 21 will be the number one hit of what we're going to be waiting on. Number one is, read it for a time.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 21. That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land, which Yahweh swore to your father, to give them as the days of heaven upon earth.
Days of heaven, well?
Upon earth.
on earth.
Up on earth. Your heaven as well.
Here on earth.
Y'all see that? So, Mr. Preacher, why you put my little ones up and away from? Everybody gonna come down. I don't read you up there. You won't be bothered with you right now. When he take that bendy coming down here, this thing gonna be in order. That's why he up and away from you. Because he told you that I'm going to send my angel before you because they don't, I'll kill you. So let my angel go before you now. Because, y'all make me kill you quick. So here goes now, Brother Titus, Makai, now bring your second witness after you got the number one hit out your way. So remember, 11:21 is your number one hit. Now everything you put now is gravy. Now come on with your gravy.
Okay, the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 reads, after this matter, therefore, pray you, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven.
Now that is called a precept. Now ain't there yet after that time. You got some daughter Yahuwah. What you got, daughter Yahuwah?
Revelation 21:1-2.
Bring it.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Yahuwah out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do? Cause I know we love our loved ones, but Yahuwah said, y'all always got to bring what he's going to do for you, but y'all be clear. What's going to happen? How am I going to enjoy myself in the kingdom? He got down to that day in verse 4. Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Yet, for the former things are passed away.
So Yahuwah will remove all that crying about your loved ones, and you able to go over there and peep on them, 6:24, and you'll be just like Dr. Spock that played in that movie. What that movie called?
Star Trek.
You're going to be cold-blooded on people. You're going to see some of the closest ones you will ever see that will not hear you any words. Bunny in that fact. And you have nothing to, and what a precept of that is. What a precept of that is. What can we precept that? What fear cast in on that in the book of Isaiah 25? What fear cast in on that was pulled from anyway? So where was that pulled from? Yeah, so where can we precept that at to let you know that's the way it's going to be? Isaiah 25, and let's look at verse number 8. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 25, verse 8. Isaiah 25, verse number 8. Isaiah 25, verse number 8.
Isaiah chapter 25.
Isaiah 25.
Verse 8. He will swallow up death.
What?
He will swallow up death.
Okay.
And victory.
Okay.
And Yahuwah will wipe away tears from all faces and the rebuke of his people.
Okay.
She'll take away from all the earth. From all the earth.
All the earth.
Mm-hmm. For Yahuwah has spoken it.
Who has spoken it?
Yahuwah has spoken.
Well, now, the bottom line is, The bottom line is, Yahweh got this thing covered, and we got to be covered in all order. That's all I'm saying. We got to lead by example and be covered in all. So Yahweh, all the crying for your little ones, you can move that gene from your time apart. How I'm enjoying myself, Yahweh, I said, I'm going to take that gene away from you. So that's how you're going to understand this thing. You will understand all this good stuff by understanding this Bible. You know, that's why you preach all day. Rejoice, rejoice. Now, he don't even know what he's saying. But we know what he's saying. It's because if you're going to rejoice, you're a Torah keeper because Michael came and got you. But if you're not trying and you're not right, then Top Wisdom came and got you. Now, you tell my little one, you tell me rejoice, huh? Knowing that Top Wisdom, he got his hand on my pride and joy. And what he says that we can read, daughter of Yahweh, in the 39th chapter, verse 28 of Sirach, 28 and 29. What he says that we can read. What he got written in the 39th chapter, verse 28 and 29, that we can read. Yeah, that we can read.
There be spirits.
Yeah.
That are created for vengeance.
The spirits called the angels. You got some that been created for what reason?
Vengeance.
That's the only reason they created them for. Vengeance.
Which in their fury lay on source roads.
And they gonna lay up. They gonna lay on what kind of stuff?
Source roads.
See, they were created to lay on source stuff.
In the time of destruction. They pour out their force.
And they're going to put force on you.
And appease the wrath of him that made.
And Yahweh the Son will be ran back and said, and you're going to please them. But he's telling you these days coming. He said, I want you to get them and get them good to please me. And that will read?
Yes, sir.
What does it say?
Verse 29. Fire and hail and famine. And death. All of these were created for vengeance.
All of this was created for what?
Vengeance.
Vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
See? So it's no need for us not knowing how this thing is unfolded. That's why I got sons and daughters and everything else. But I bet you can't tell me nothing on the Sabbath day. I tell you, whatever you want to show me, but way after Sabbath day is over with. Because I ain't hearing it. Because I can read what the man going to do. Hallelujah. So,
Psalms chapter 50 real quick. Psalms 50, verse 16 and 17. Psalms 50, verse 16 and 17.
Psalms 50, verse 16 and 17. Mm-hmm. Psalms chapter 50, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16, but unto the wicked, Yahweh said, what have you to do to declare my statutes, or that thus shall take my covenant in thy mouth? Verse 17. Seeing thus has
hated. Y'all see it, thou hatest.
Seeing thou hatest instruction and
cast
my words behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Verse 18. Do verse 18 real quick.
When thou saw a thief, then thou consented.
You have consented with them.
You have consented with him and has been partakers with adultery.
It said, when you saw the thief, when you saw the thief, real quick, daughter Yahweh, give me that Obadiah real quick. Give me that book of Obadiah real quick. We're in Obadiah chapter 1. Let me get there. Obadiah chapter 1.
Obadiah chapter 1.
Pick up at verse 1.
The vision of Obadiah. Thus said the Yahweh concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Yahweh. And an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye. Let us rise up against her in battle.
Right. This is concerning Esau and his five sons. Okay. All right. Read verse 2.
Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised.
So you're greatly despised. You know, that despised means the same word of abhorring or hatred. One the same. Okay, verse 3.
The pride of thine heart have deceived thee.
The pride of your mind have deceived you.
Thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rock.
That's where they get that cave dwelling from. Go ahead.
Whose habitation is high.
They like to dwell in high places, like high buildings. When you can look down and stuff like that, like the Sears Tower, John Hancock, stuff like that. They like to look down, like they Yahweh or something. Go ahead.
That said in his heart, who shall bring me down?
He done got himself puffed up. See, who won't take me out? Who won't bring me down? See, that's that pride right there. It speaks for itself right there. If you got a pride man, you won't talk like that. Who won't bring me down? Who won't take me out? Won't bring me down to the ground. Verse 4.
Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle.
And you can pick up the eagle way over in Deuteronomy 28, who these people fit. They all over the place. You can see them.